improving your French with a podcast on the reflective pronouns. Let's go! Hi, English speakers who want to learn French. Thank you for visiting my blog, fastfrenchlearning.ch. Thank you for listening to this podcast. I'm Thomas Ricomard from the blog, fastfrenchlearning.ch. And in this podcast, I'm going to talk about the reflective pronoun, and you will find some exercises and the answers at the end of the article. Before that, I invite you to subscribe to my newsletter to receive your free ebook, 12 Tips to Learn a Language Effectively. As well, you can subscribe to my Facebook account, my Instagram account, and my Twitter account. The links are below the podcast. Thank you. So, let's go for the lesson. What is the pronominal form? The pronominal form is when the verb is preceded by a reflective pronoun. And what is a reflective pronoun? A reflective pronoun is a pronoun that represents the same person as the subject. That's very important you remember that. A reflective pronoun is a pronoun that represents the same person as the subject. The subject does the action on himself. That's very important. So you come to the table of the reflective pronouns. The first person singular is je, I in English, related to the reflective pronoun me and m with an apostrophe. We put an apostrophe when the first letter of the next word is a vowel. So for example, if I say je m'appelle Thomas, my name is Thomas, je m'appelle Thomas, the verb appelle begins by the vowel A. So I put the M with an apostrophe, je m'appelle. The second person singular is tu, you in English, related to the reflective pronouns te and ti with an apostrophe. The third person singular is il or elle, he or she in English, related to the reflective pronoun se and s with an apostrophe. The first person plural is nous, we in English, related to the reflective pronoun nous. The second person plural is vous, you in English, related to the reflective pronoun vous. And the third person plural, il or elle, they in English, related to the reflective pronoun se or s with an apostrophe. Let's see some examples. Je me perds dans la ville. I'm getting lost in the city. Tu te perds dans la ville. You are getting lost in the city. Il se perd dans la ville. He is getting lost in the city. Nous nous perdons dans la ville. We are getting lost in the city. Another point, very, very important, is when you use the past. When you use a reflective pronoun in the past. A pronominal verb is always conjugated with the auxiliary être in the past. L'auxiliaire être. Let's see some examples. Nous nous sommes rencontrés par hasard. We met by chance. Nous nous sommes. Some is the first person plural from the verb, the auxiliary être. Nous nous sommes lavé les mains avant de passer à table. We washed our hands before going to dinner. Now let's see three important expressions that use pronominal verbs. The first one is se faire mal, to harm oneself. Je me suis fait mal au genou. I hurt my knee. The second one is se rendre compte de quelque chose, to realize something. Je me suis rendu compte de mon erreur. I realized my mistake. Je me suis rendu compte que je me suis trompé de chemin. I realized that I was wrong. And the third one is se donner rendez-vous, to make an appointment. On se donne rendez-vous ce soir à 23h devant le café? Do we meet tonight at 11 p.m. in front of the café? After that, you will find two exercises. One is conjugate these verbs in present tense, and the second one is in the past tense. And after below the exercises, you will find the answers, as you can train and correct your answers. Thank you very much, and let's see you soon in another podcast. Bye!